Your soul chooses a frequency, a sound, not by chance, but with intention. Because your name is more than a word. It's an energetic imprint of your essence. My name is Anya, though you might know me as Annie. And today I want to speak with you about your name. This is kind of like a gentle journey into something that may seem ordinary, but in truth, it's deeply sacred. Your name, the sound of your soul, the code of your essence. Have you ever wondered what if your name chose you? In this episode, we'll dive into the mystical meaning of your name, its frequency, and the message it holds for you. Many believe their name was simply a decision made by their parents, random, external. But on a soul level, there is no such thing as coincidence. Your soul chose this body, this life, and yes, this name. Names carry frequency. They act like sound portals. They awaken your gifts. They reflect your themes. They mark the beginning of your incarnation here on Earth. Your name is no accident. It called you into this life. Speak your name out loud, slowly, consciously. I am put in your name. Where does that sound land in your body? Tune in. Does it feel expansive or light? Does energy flow or does something hold? Your name is a field of vibration and your body knows it. If you feel light as you speak it, you are in resonance with your soul's vibration. If there's tension and pressure or a sting, there may be a block, a split-off memory, a forgotten part of you. Every single letter is a portal. Vowels like A, E, I, O, U, they're carrying the flowing feminine qualities. They are like water. They represent life force, openness, movements. Consonant, on the other hand, like M, R, S, or T, they're like structural pillars. They're stable, they're clear, they're focused. They're like stones. Vowels show you where energy wants to move. Consonants show you what you can build on. And together, they create the unique sound pattern of your name, your personal soul frequency, a blend of motion and structure. So let's look at a few examples. If your name holds an A, your soul came here to expand, not just a little, but far beyond the ordinary. A is the sound of new beginnings. It stands for action, audacity, and creation. And if this letter is part of your name, you're not here to fit in. You're here to create worlds. Maybe you've learned to hold yourself back. Maybe you're afraid of being too much. But your essence is creative power. And the A in your name, it whispers, remember. What dreams inside you are asking to be thought bigger? Drop an A in the comments if you're ready to feel your own magnitude again, or maybe tag someone who might have forgotten theirs. Do you have an E in your name? Then your voice is more than just sound. An E, it's like a laser beam of light. E is the energy of expression and openness and connection. It often belongs to people who feel deeply, but say little, afraid of being too much or not enough. But your E is calling you to speak through words, music, arts, emotions. You weren't born to stay silent. You came here to awaken others with your voice. Can you feel that? Does that resonate within you? Is something inside longing to speak? Then type an E in the comments. Let your voice begin right here. People with an N in their name are often the quiet in the storm. And in the process, they tend to forget themselves. N stands for nurture and nesting or navigation. You're someone who holds others, soul to soul. Your strength lies in your presence and your empathy, but sometimes you lose yourself in that giving. N invites you to build a nest for yourself, to hold you just as tenderly as you hold others. Type an N in the comments if that feels true for you, or tag someone who's always there for others and maybe needs this little reminder too. Or maybe you have an I in your name. Then you're here to receive, not just to perform and perform and perform. You're here to receive. I is the sound of intuition. It brings depth, sensitivity, inner guidance. But we often drown it out, like with noise, with expectations and fear. So your I whispers, you already know. Don't look outside, look within. Your truth isn't loud, and you won't find it out there. It lives in you, quiet but crystal clear. So listen closely. Leave an I in the comments if you're ready to trust your intuition again. Or tag someone who really needs to hear this. Do you have an L in your name? Then you give a lot of love outward. But do you offer the same love to yourself? L brings light and a big open heart. People with an L in their name often love deeply, deeper than they even realize, but also too much, too long. And too selflessly, your L calls you to remember, love must flow both ways. To others, yes, but also to you, especially to you. So type an L in the comments if you're ready to love yourself again. And maybe share this with someone who shines so brightly for others, but keeps forgetting themselves. If there is an R in your name, then your soul carries a powerful sound. It's rebellion, it's direction, it's reality. Your R says, stand up for yourself, even when it's uncomfortable. People with an R in their name, they feel when something is off, and they're not here to please everyone. They're here to spark real change. But many have learned to stay quiet just to avoid conflict. So your R calls out, say it, do it, go, now. Can you feel this? Then write an R in the comments and tell me what you're ready to stand for again. And maybe your name holds an S. S is like a sword. It cuts through lies and masks and roles that aren't yours. Do you let yourself be seen, like truly seen? S brings clarity, sometimes uncomfortable, always healing. If you carry an S, you often see deeper, but sometimes you stay silent because you know others aren't ready to hear the truth. So your S calls you, speak, be, no matter what others think. Drop an S in the comment if you're ready to see and love yourself again, fully and unapologetically. Sometimes letters repeat in your name, like in mine, Anya, two A's. And when they do, their energy amplifies. Two A's bring double creation power, double beginnings, double vision for me and for you. Or maybe you have two N's in your name, That often means you're deeply likable, magnetic even. But it also means you may easily lose yourself in others. So this is a reminder, you're allowed to hold yourself too, stronger, softer, clearer. Now, maybe you don't like your name. I haven't personally experienced that, but maybe that's your story. Maybe you feel this sounds weak, my name sounds weak, or my name doesn't fit. This doesn't sound like me. And that maybe at some point you changed your name already because it feels disconnected from who you truly are. But know this, you chose your name before you came here. You chose your parents, you chose your birthplace, you chose the exact moment of your birth, and yes, you also chose your name. If you feel resistance towards your name, it's often a resistance toward a part of yourself, like a hidden wound, a forgotten part. Your name is a mirror, not a judgment. Whatever you reject might just want it to be seen. If you reject your name, you may feel split inside, as if denying a piece of your soul contract, and with that, a piece of your power. But let me be clear, that's okay, because everything is always a choice, and becoming aware of that is the most important part in the process. So sometimes a new name calls us. It could be after a deep realization, after a transformation, a rupture in your life, or a reconnection to your soul. And yes, a new name does shift your frequency also when you marry. It might even shift everything in your life. Just be honest with yourself. Are you choosing change or trying to escape? There's a difference. Because wherever you go, even into a new name, you still bring you. So sometimes the desire for a new name is actually a desire to integrate something old, something forgotten, something waiting for you. So if you feel to change, if you feel called to change your name, don't just ask, does this sound more beautiful? Ask yourself instead, does it feel more like me, more true? Did you know that many souls carry the same name across lifetimes? It's like a theme that wants to continue, a melody that hasn't yet finished playing. A name can be a thread woven through time. So if you feel your name keeps following you, it might carry karmic energy, a past life trauma, or a treasure still be waiting to be claimed. I want to offer you a simple but powerful practice. Say out your name again loud. And then take a piece of paper and write spontaneously, what do you think about people who have this name? Let it all come. The beautiful thoughts, uncomfortable ones, even the strange ones. This small practice will show you what you truly believe about yourself, what you might be rejecting about yourself, or what you haven't fully embodied yet. Your name holds your light and also your shadow. If you want to make peace with your own name, try this gentle ritual. Light a candle, sit in front of a mirror, look into your own eyes, and say slowly, I am, put in your name, and I accept it. I am, put in your name, and I accept it. And then wait, and just breathe, and let the tears come if they do. Repeat this for 7 nights in a row. Your body will remember, and your heart will open, and your soul will nod in quiet recognition. Some names carry lightness, others carry weight. Some dance, some cut like a sword. None name is better than the others, all are true. Your name is like an astrological symbol. It carries the frequency you choose to enter this life with, and it offers clues. What you're here to learn, what you already carry within, what you're here to remember. Your name is your very first mantra in life. I live between two names. I live between two continents, Canada and Germany. Anya is my birth name. Annie, the name I choose, easier in English, and it's my nickname. Each holds a different energy, and both are true. Sometimes I use them intentionally, like two aspects of who I am. One for depth, one for lightness. One for my origin, one for my chosen home. And your name can be that for you too. A home. A remembering. Thank you so much for being in this space with me today. Maybe you're leaving with a new feeling or a new perspective. Maybe you leave with a question or a practice or a quiet knowing. Whatever it is, it's yours now, just like your name. If you feel called, share your name in the comments and how it feels to speak it out loud. I'd love to hear from you. Love from soul to soul. Yours, Annie. Or Anya.